KI4DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net or DOS? We will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACU portion. This being Wednesday night, the RACU portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the RACU, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks use the pre-check-in function on the repeater tonight. I'll run through those real quick, and then we'll start the roll call. I had W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride in 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're up in Traveler's Rest. And WP4BJS, that's Ed down in Simpsonville. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy over in Taylor's. And KN4TFW, that's Ken over in Greer. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt up there in Edmond. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's over down in Anderson. And KO4AOW, Mr. David, he's up there in Edmond. Appreciate all you fine folks being with us tonight. Thanks for using the pre-check-in function on the repeater. Let's try EchoLink stations now. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. A bunch of EchoLink stations up. Who wants to be the first EchoLink station? EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening to you, Gary and Joy. Please check in. K4YNG, Kilo 4 Yankee, November Golf, Fletch in Easley, negative, negative, and a very good evening to Jim.
K4DOS, this is KO4NNH. Name here is Fred, checking in from Pelzer. 7-3 everybody on the net, and I'll be negative, negative tonight.
K4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo 4, Zulu, X-ray. Not sure why, but I can't get a little enough basement to be able to hit the talk button on my echo link. So I'll go RF instead. And this is K4ZZX. Name is Steve. We're over here at the base of Parris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County. We're negative and negative tonight. 73 to you and all on the net.
This is KI4DOS and a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my neighbor Fletch, K4YNG, over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fletch. Tell Miss Hester we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, he's down in Pelzer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. And K4ZZX, that's Mr. Steve. He's over there at the base of Parris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County. I got one more EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yeah, KI4DOS, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim, and Pelzer. I'd be negative and negative other than to say hello to you and Fletch tonight. I'll talk to you later.
And I would like to say good evening to my buddy Jim, KW4TS, down there in Pelzer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well. We'll We'll move up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Serena, and my husband. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter. Kilo, Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, Rollin, Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
Yes. Please check in. Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike, Charlie. WG4MC, this is Matt, Western Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Say hello to Miss Joy for me, and 7-3, you want him on the net.
DOS, check in Whiskey 4, Oscar, Oscar Charlie. Keith travels rest, negative and negative.
For DOS.
In November 2, Oscar Golf, Scott in Greenville, no traffic.
For DOS.
Please check in. K4OSH.
Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel.
Pat in Malden. No traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening. KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick. KK4DMW. And their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And WG4MC, Mr. Matt over in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. And I'll relay your message to Joy. And W4OOC, Mr. Keith, up there at Traveler's Rest. Keith, I haven't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you being with us. And N2OG, Mr. Scott, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Scott. I got you down for some comments, and I'll be back to you in just a little while. And K4OSH, Mr. Pat, he's down in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
K4DOS, N2OG here. I had no traffic, negative traffic. Over.
Understand that, Scott. Okay. If you say no traffic, I think you're going to stay around for the rag chew. Most people say negative and negative or whatever. That means no traffic, no chew. But I'll remove you from the rag chew list. But there again, you know, if you just say no traffic, I put you down for comments. But we got that corrected. All righty there, young man. You take care. Have a great evening. Let's move up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in. AA4RM, Alpha Alpha 4, Romeo Mike Robert. I'm in Easley, negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in. November 2, Sierra Uniform Bravo, N2SUB. That's Jim in South Greenville, negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on board.
DOS. Check in Whiskey November 4, Sierra. Chris and Lyman, no traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
KI4DOS, good evening, Gary. Please check in N4RLX, November 4, Romeo Lima X-ray, pilot and cross anchor, negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to Robert, AA4RM, another neighbor of mine over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. Tell Miss Bonnie we said hello. And N2SUB, Mr. Jim, down there in South Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. And WN4S, that's Mr. Chris. He's over in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. And N4RLX, that's Pilot, down in Cross Anchor. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pilot. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes?
If you would, please check in Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey. Name's Gabriel, Hendersonville, no traffic, no comment. Appreciate you calling the net.
Like say good evening to KN4TZW, Mr. Gabriel up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel. Let's move on up to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo November. K4VKN, and this is Alan, just down the road in Piedmont, and we'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everybody on the net.
For DOS, Gary, please check in. Kilo, Mike 4, Zulu Echo Quebec, KM4ZEQ, Kyle in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
To KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, K4VKN, Mr. Allen, down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. And KM4ZEQ, Mr. Kyle, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kyle. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in KF4 Mike Sierra Juliet out of Dern. Sorry about that. I was jumping in the car, but wanted to check in for not being able to use my handheld here. So I am down in Malden. Name's Tori. Tango Oscar Romeo Yankee. Again, it's KF4 Mike Sierra Juliet.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net. Thanks, Gary, for putting me in contact with the gentleman from Lawrence.
Again, KO4ACA, Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And like to say good evening, KF4MSJ, Mr. Torrey down there in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tori. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in Southern Greenville County. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Yeah, Clarence is a real nice fella. Hope y'all got something worked out.
Earlier today, hopefully I will hear him, or hopefully we will hear him soon. K4XB.
Tommy, well, you want to tell me now what which one you said? They took, or you want to tell me later?
The 221A.
I'll take it off the books. Thanks for letting me know, young man. Hope everything goes good. Hope we get to hear him on the air. I'd also like to say good evening to KO4ACA. That's Mr. Bill. He's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. Let's see. Let's try Uniform through Zulu one more time for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Chris, please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Good evening to everyone on the net.
KI4DOS. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative. Good to hear you calling the net tonight, Gary.
DOS. Please check in Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2BYQ, David in Easley. No traffic, no comment, 73s to you and everybody on the net tonight.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4DJC. That's Mr. Jerry down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. And W4DJW, Mr. Dave over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And KB2BYQ, another neighbor of mine, Mr. David over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Great, everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie in 4HHC, Warren and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
Yeah, I got you, Al, KI4MLN.
This is Paul Hauser,
4455. You said something about a phone, and you gave a phone number, but I didn't get all the phone number. 4-3-3-5-0-4-5-5. Yeah, it's there, Al. But let me recognize Mr. Warren in 4-H-H-C. Mr. Warren over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. Looking for additional check-ins, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. I got 3-3-5-0-4-5-5. Is that right? Okay, well, I don't have my phone in here, but I'll give it a call in just a little bit. For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, continuing with roll call, let's move up to the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, 4-DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in and out Kilo Golf 4, Juliet India Alpha. That's KG4JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you, all of the net, 73.
DOS. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James. I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. I'm saying 73s for each one of you.
DOS. Miss Joy or Will, please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. You and Joy have a good evening. Good evening to everybody on the net. No traffic, no comment.
For DOS, please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KG4JIA, Mr. Dennis up there in Gaffney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dennis. And KK4JFO, Mr. James up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being here, James. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy, and she's in the living room watching some TV tonight. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Sierra Uniform Golf, K4XUG, right traveler's risk, no traffic, good evening, Gary.
West. 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey, Richard and Grable. No traffic, no round table. Evening, Gary. Hope you're doing well.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to K4SUG, Mr. Ray, up there at Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brother Ray. Tell Miss Edie we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And K4ROW, Mr. Richard, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Yeah, 4DOS, please check in. Whiskey, Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie, Juan in Gambia. No traffic, no comment, but listen, 7-3.
4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WA4KC. That's my buddy Juan over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. And W4FHJ, Mr. Gene over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks that checked in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag queue, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS.
4XB.
Go ahead, Tom.
Please take off that MFJ989B that sold this previous week as well. K4XB.
Got two items off of there. But I hope it continues to work there for us there, buddy. And we'll keep running the others.
KI4DOS, K4YNG. I need to settle up with the gentleman who was nice enough to provide the antenna for my little handheld. If you could provide information, I would be grateful.
M. Had that. You can call him and see if he's still on station.
Flesh, this is A4RM. Just give your wife a kiss. That'd settle it up.
This is K4YNG. I'm sorry, I did not copy that.
This is Robert, A4RM. And trying to be funny, I said, just give Hester a kiss for me, and that'll settle it up. You're good. Don't worry about it.
Thank you very much, sir, for YNG.
Okay, Fletch. I'm glad you and Robert could get together right real quick. And, Robert, we do appreciate it there, young man. No doubt about it. I'm sure Fletch does. But, anyway, glad y'all got together. Do we have anyone else with anything else they would like to add or anything I need to take off for the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. We're time to see if we have any additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net before we go into the reading of the SwapNet book. Call KI4DOS. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet continuing. The first item we got up on the SwapNet book tonight is for sale. It's a CD44 rotator and control box. It has 55 feet of connecting cable. He said it has just been rebuilt. It's working real fine. And he said he would like $275 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is looking for. Got a fellow looking for a 30-foot push-up mast and rotator. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's 60 feet of Run 25 tower. It is the top section and the base section, the base section, and a hazer. He said to call for the price of it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Ringo Ranger AR2. He would like $50 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC2300H. That's a 65-watt mobile transceiver, and he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an Astron RS7A. That's a 7-amp power supply. He would like $50 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an Astron RS20A. That's a 20-amp power supply. He would like $70 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC2100H. He would like $80 for it. Does anyone need any fields? And the last item I got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is if he hadn't got rid of them, these are free. He has 3 years of QST magazine, 2018, 2019, and 2020. And these are free. Does anyone need any fields? Well, folks, that's going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book this evening. Appreciate all of you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that had items removed, I appreciate that. That helps me keep my book straight on this end. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to react you. Call KI4DOS.
I4DOS.
E-N-D. Buddy and Taylor.
Hello, Gary. Everybody on the net.
My buddy over there in Taylor's. K-A-4-E-N-D. Mr. Buddy over Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, buddy. Tell Pat and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. Staying safe. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. First up on a clean, shiny, dry stump is Mr. Ray up there in Traveler's Rest. K4SUG. Brother Ray, what have you and Miss Edie been up to today?
Just about as little as possible, Gary. But we've kept active. I've been blew a belt on my lawnmower, got us there this morning. I was going to do a good job, you know, and get it all pruned up and trimmed up. But made about 3 passes up in front of the yard and the belt broke, so that was the end of that. Got it in here and parked it back out where I could work on it, and I was figured I'd go down and get me a couple of belts and replace them. It's been a while since it had new belts put on it. And the truck wouldn't start, and that kind of irritated me a little bit, because yesterday I had the same situation. The truck wouldn't start. The battery was dead, and I couldn't figure out why. So I went out there to start again today, and I had the same situation. So I got it started, and by that time it got dark. And then that's when I found out what the problem was. The toolbox had shifted in the back of the truck back up against the back door, and the back door wasn't closing good, and the dome lights are staying on open.
Goodness, I tell you what, I don't think there's much else that's more aggravating than going out and getting in your vehicle to start it up to go somewhere and it won't start. But I'm glad you got that figured out. And those toolboxes, they do have a tendency to move just a little bit, as heavy as they are. You wouldn't think they'd move far, but they will do it. And especially if you've had the tailgate open or the window open back there, and you moved them around a little bit manually and didn't mean to, but you did it. I can see how that would happen. I hated that your belt broke on your lawnmower out there as you made a couple of passes on the yard. But there again, you know, that's what we have to do, Ray. Every once in a while, a little maintenance. I told Joy, I said, told her today I needed to be out there changing the oil in the lawnmowers and stuff, getting ready for the upcoming grass cutting season, and need to change the oil in the tiller so I can run it over and turn the garden up. And I may do that first thing in the morning, change the oil over in the tiller and put some gas in it. Get out there and run over the ground if it's not too wet down deep. Looks pretty dry up on the top, so maybe it'll be all right to turn it over to get it ready for the planting. I'm not ready to plant just yet because I still think we're going to have some more cooler weather. But we'll have to wait and see how that plays out.
Yeah, it's getting about that time. It's the last couple of 3 days, it felt like springtime. And by the way, springtime is 10 days away. Count it up. 10 days from now, springtime gonna spring and get sprung and whatever. And I'll be glad to see it. I always like summer and springtime. I can deal with hot weather a lot better than I can deal with cold weather, Gary. I guess being as skinny as I am, don't have enough insulation, but that's beside the point. I can, at least I can add it on when necessary. And, I got to get me some spinach in the ground. You got to get it in kind of early while the ground's kind of cool or it won't germinate. So, time to get that done. I got to get it over with. I figure when I go down after the bales tomorrow, I'll probably pick up a new blade to go with it, too. And then, if I don't have to have a blade, that's all right. I'll have a spare. And then won't have to worry about going and get one if something happens to it. These blades hold up a lot better than they used to, over.
Ray, the blades do seem to hold up better than they used to. Of course, I got a couple of spots around my yard here that don't have any grass growing. It's got red mud, but it's got sand on top of it. And I get right at the edge of that sand will eat a blade up in a heartbeat. I guess it's sandblasted or something, I don't know. But it's spinning so fast, I guess that's probably what it is. It pulls that sand up off the ground and creates a dust, a pile of dust out there I can't hardly breathe in. But that's okay, too. I got three blades on mine, little bitty short ones, but I've got an extra set out there. I bought a set last year and took the blades off of it, sharpened those, and laid them to the side, put the new ones on, and finished that. That was about maybe one or two cuttings on those blades. So they ought to last pretty good through the rest of this season. If not, I'll swap the others out, sharpen the ones I take off, and go that route with them. That way I've got an extra set in case I need it. But you said, talking about planting the spinach, I'd love to get me some spinach in the ground. I've still got collards out there that's doing real good, though.
We had a pot of collards for supper tonight, and they were real good. I enjoyed that. And we still got collards doing real well out here. They standing up there. They got leaves on as big as a dinner plate here. You have to take a pair of scissors and cut them up when you cook them. You wouldn't be able to get them in your mouth when you get them cooked. Anyhow, everything's going along pretty good. I can't complain. It's a lot of people had a lot more problems than I got. The ones that I have, I seem like I've been fortunate enough to be able to solve them without too much problems, and that's the name of the game anyhow. You didn't have a problem once in a while, life wouldn't be much interesting, and if you have a problem and solve the problem, that makes it even better, over.
Having the problem makes it any better, Ray, but it does make you feel good when you get the problem solved. Oh, my goodness. But I'm glad that all worked out. You were talking about your truck and it not starting. Do you not plug that truck in like you used to plug the old Blue in every night with a spark battery charger?
Yeah, I got a little battery charger in there. It's a dual section battery charger. It's got two outputs on it, and I got one output on each battery. All I got to do is plug. I got it hooked up, regulated. It's regulated and all that. So all I got to do is plug the drop cord into it. But see, I hadn't been having any problems with it lately. And then had a lot of loads, and I've been getting kind of sloppy, careless about plugging it in. I guess I'll have to do better than that. But that's what the problem was. I didn't have it plugged in. The facilities are there for it. And it's got the little plug sticking out under the hood where I can reach it with the drop cord. Just plug it in and log off and leave it. And that's what I did to it tonight.
Found out what the problem was. It was pulling your battery down. I went out last week, I guess. Yeah, it had to be last week. Might have been week before. I don't remember. I went out to get my truck to go someplace, and it wouldn't start. And I came back in and got the car keys, and I was going to see if I could jump it off, which I did with no problem, but when I came back in, got the keys, Joy said, "You left your radio on." And I said, "No, I didn't." I said, "That's one of the first things I do before I get out, is cut everything off." Right when I cranked my truck up, guess what came on? My radios came on, and I'd forgotten to turn my radios off. So just them being on receive, I pulled the battery down.
That'll do it every time, Gary. Them radios will pull it down and not even tell you about it till it's too late. Anyhow, I reckon we get everything going. I got the old Toro out, and I got to tinker around a little bit with it. It's been sitting up for quite a while, and the battery was dead on it, too. But I got it sitting, and I got a charger on it tonight to get the battery back up on it. And then I break another belt, I'll be able to just go get the Toro and finish the job before I have to go work on the lawnmower. But I haven't had any problem with the sand. In fact, my yard's looking better this year than it has in quite some time. And what I have is tree roots. Tree roots will stick up out of the ground a little bit. You know how they kind of want to come out and get a little air every once in a while. And I'm not careful, run over a tree root and that blade hang in that tree root. Most of the time, it'll just slice off a chunk of it and you keep on going. But every once in a while, it'll hang in that tree root and bend the blade, and then you got to go buy one. And that's the way I usually wind up ruining the blade.
I can't say that I hadn't done that too. I was out there cutting, and the grass was pretty high. This happened last year. I was riding a lot more along, just as happy as I could be, you know, down in the lower 40 down there. And I hit something in the lawnmower. I mean, it made a terrible racket. And then the blades locked up on it, and I could smell the belts burning. I knew the belts, the blades weren't turning. So I shut it down real quick, got off, see what happened. And this is a big old German Shepherd of ours. Got a log off the log pile, and it was about, maybe 3 inches in diameter, but the grass was high, and I didn't see it. And I didn't hit it with one of the tires, but I hit it with one of them blades, and it got wedged up in there on the between the blade and the deck, and it bent that blade all to pieces. Made me mad. But it was my own fault because I wasn't watching where I was going, I guess.
Yeah, live and learn, I reckon. And, them tree roots will make a corkscrew out of that blade if you're not careful. They don't do it any good, that's for certain. Well, I've held it pretty long, Gary. I don't want to hold it too long. Somebody else might be wanting to talk to you.
Me and you are, Ray. We get on here, we don't know when to hush. Which is a good thing, I guess, on most days. But I'll let you go. You going to get you a cup of coffee. Tell Miss Edie we said hello. And if all goes well, as if it goes as planned, I'm going to try to ride up there Friday to see your generator and visit for a little while.
Okay, be happy to have you. You're getting lonesome up here. Come on up, we'll fire up the coffee pot. Maybe go, depending on the weather, we might go out to the fireplace and drink our coffee. We might stay in the house, get this, and have things work out. Anyhow, be good to see you again, Jerry. It's been a while.
We'll plan on that, and, but you know how the best laid plans of mice and men go. I'll give you a call as usual before I head that way.
That sounds good to me. We'll be looking for you.
QG, K4OSH.
Go in there and get you a piece of cup of coffee and find something Miss Edie's done cooked up and you have your little snack. But hopefully we'll get to see you on Friday. Y'all take care, Ray. Enjoyed it. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Yeah, double, Gary.
Go ahead.
Recheck. It was me, Gary, K4OSH here. I just wanted to say hey to K4SUG and tell him it was good to hear him on the radio. Ray, you take care, and we'll run across you one of these days soon. Thanks, Gary. K4OSH, back to net.
Yes, this is K8HAN, Brian in Greenville, saying hello.
KI4DOS. And KO4JQX, Kilo Alpha 4, Juliet, Quebec, X-ray. Jeff down here in Ware Place. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to you and Miss Joy and everybody on the net tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Pat, glad you and Ray got together there. Appreciate you coming in and speaking to Ray. Also like to say good evening to Kilo 8. Hotel Alpha November, K8HAN. Mr. Brian over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brian. Hope you're doing well. And KO4JQX, Mr. Jeff. He's down there in Ware Place. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jeff. Hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. First up is Mr. Buddy, KA4END, over there at Taylor's. Buddy, what have you and Miss Pat been up to? For END, Buddy, you around? Might be busy. I'm going to be like Mr. Dave last night. I need one more to have a nice, even round number. I'd like to get at least 50 tonight. Looking for one more check-in at least all the way through the alphabet. Call KI4DOS.
November. Jason in Williamston, no traffic, no comments, just listening to SwapNet. Thanks for calling it. Good evening, everybody, and 73.
Your call again, please, sir. It was my fault, not yours. Give me your call, please.
Roger, it's Kilo Delta 2, Romeo Kilo November. Kilo Delta 2, Romeo Kilo November.
Right time, Jason. I apologize. It was my fault. Kilo Delta 2, Romeo Kilo November, KD2RKN, Mr. Jason down there in Williamson. And Jason, you get the half a century door prize tonight. Appreciate you being with us and hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Recheck, Gary. Hey, really interested in a recheck. I was just going to ask you, after you get done calling the net, could you hang around just for a second, and I was just going to see if you would hit reverse on your radio and see if I could hit you on reverse on Simplex.
Good transmission there, Jeff. scale on reverse. I went to a different radio. The one I'm talking on, the beams is headed right towards you. You'd be on the back side of the beams. But I turned on my radio that's attached to my vertical antenna, and I had you better than three-quarter scale. But when I close the net out, I'll go over to my all-directional and see how that does down that way if you're going to be around. Have I missed anyone for comments, or is there anyone else that would like to make a comment or additional check-ins? Call KI4DOS. Let's go about wrap it up this evening. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and checked in with us tonight. Y'all come back again tomorrow night, and Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. Give him a good dose of Rider's crap. I'm going to put the net report into the repeater and see if he'll announce it. There you have it. We had a grand total of 50 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land checking in with us. We wouldn't have a net without you folks out there in Radio Land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night and give Mr. Matt, WG4MC, a good dose of Rider's crap. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're going to thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.
Hey, Gary, hang around just a second, if you will. Hey, when I got off a simplex, I just barely could copy you, so I didn't hear what you said. Could you hear my radio by any chance?
Almost full scale on the vertical. I call the net with my beams, and you're on the back side of my beams. That's probably the reason you didn't hear me very well. I'm on the vertical now. I don't know if you can copy this radio on reverse or not. Over.
Let me go back to reverse and see. I had to figure out how to get back off reverse. That's the first time I'd ever done it. And it took me a minute, and I still, I know this is crazy. I still really don't know which button I hit to get it back off. Let me go back to reverse and try it.
Well, I'm transmitting here on this unit that is attached to the vertical antenna. It's an all-directional, and hopefully you'll be able to hear it a little better than you did off the back of the beams.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, I'm on reverse now, and I can hear you perfectly.
No, that means it's working that way, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're up in Easley, right?
Yeah, Roger.
I thought I should be able to hit you with no problem from where I'm at Easley on, on reverse.
I've got you full scale on reverse, or right at full scale. It's doing you a good job.
Yeah. KF4JQX. I went back to normal, went back to repeater now. But, yeah, that's the first time I'd ever tried it, to be honest with you.
You never know. When I'm out in the mobile, I run I got a dual band in the truck, but it's a monobander in the car. But if I'm in the truck, I've got one side of the radio on simplex, and the other side on the repeater, or I may be talking to or listening to, just in case somebody hollers at me on simplex. And I have had folks in their vehicles call me on simplex as I was riding down the road, so it works out real well.
Amp on your 2-meter in your vehicle?
No, I don't run an amp on anything except HF. I don't even run my amplifier on HF much, but I don't have a 2-meter amplifier.
Yeah, I just wondered. I've heard a couple people say they do, and I don't much see the need for it myself. I was sitting here listening last night and picked up some guys talking on a repeater. I think they were in Illinois. And I thought, man, that's strange.
Well, it's happened occasionally. I was calling the net one night and had some folks check in from Louisiana. There was some tropospheric ducting going on. That's propagation for UHF, EHF. And they were coming in good. I mean, they were full quieting into the repeater. And I couldn't believe it either. I said, talking DX on the repeater, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I tried and tried to get back to them, but I never could last night.
One thing that might have been, if the repeater that they were talking on had a tone on the input, with our repeater not having a tone on it, you know, but that makes a big difference sometimes. Sometimes I can sit here, if I change over to the 8-2 machine, I can copy a Winston-Salem repeater, but I had to put the tone in my transceiver to open their repeater up.
And I've got to learn how to do. With this 991, it will automatically, you know, when I dial into a repeater, it will automatically, you know, pick up the input frequency, but it won't automatically put in the tone, you know.
Put the tone in all of mine as well. I don't know if there's some radios out there that if they hear the repeater keyed and it's got a tone on it, it will let you know what that tone is. But I don't have one of those that'll do that.
The book out and see where to go on this one to put the tone in. I've never, man, I'm still learning. You know, I'm still a newbie, you know.
Well, I've been around it for a lot of years. I hadn't been in it as long as a lot of other folks. I got my license in 2004, but I've been around it since 1974. My father-in-law was a ham, and when I got out of service, I helped him work on it. I kept his radios working. He'd call me and he'd get his screwdriver or his diddle stick out and detune his radios and stuff, and I'd have to go over and realign them and that sort of thing. So I've been around ham radio since 1974, but I didn't get my license until 2004, 30 years later.
You work on radios a good bit?
Not anymore. The stuff has gotten so small, the surface mount stuff, I don't have a flow bench that you need to, you use hot air to desolder and solder components in and all of that. And my eyesight is not what it was at one time, so I don't work on them much anymore at all. I'll play with an old boat anchor every once in a while if it belongs to me. you know, try to keep it running, but this new stuff is just the parts that got too small for me to see.
Understand. I had something down here I was going to ask you about, but I didn't want to talk about it on the radio. But maybe one day when I run into you, I can talk to you about it.
That work? I don't know if you've got my phone number or not, but if you don't have it and you want it, I can give it to you.
What's that?
4567-1101.
1101.
Roger.
1101.
Yep, that's it. That's my cell phone.
You got about 2 minutes I could buzz you and just ask you a question?
About 2 minutes to go in the other room and get my cell phone. I don't bring it in here when I call Annette.
Okay, I mean, is it too late tonight or you want me to call you tomorrow?
No, if I know you're going to call me, it'd be all right. We try not to take calls after 9 o'clock unless it's an emergency. And because the wife likes to go to bed early sometimes, but I know she's still awake tonight. So just give me a minute and I'll run in there and grab the phone. I'll come back in here in the shack and you can give me a call.
Okay, I'll give you a couple, 3 minutes or so, and I'll yell at you.